Recent mass shootings have renewed the national conversation around gun reform. But here in Indiana, access to guns is becoming easier. A new law takes effect today, July 1st, that removes the permit requirement for Hoosiers to carry a handgun. Advocates say it protects the constitutional right to bear arms, but the law's opponents say it'll make Hoosiers unsafe. And, as Mitch Leegan reports, some are losing hope that there's any potential for compromise on gun reform.
Days like today make Mike Strasberg particularly thankful to be a Hoosier. He's one of about a million licensed gun owners here in Indiana.
We have long guns, which these are shotguns, most of them.
He also owns a gun store, the Men's Toy Shop in Nashville.
Pistols through here are mostly semi-automatic. Those seem to be probably the most popular.
He's always been a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment and says he's lucky to live in a state where many legislators are too.
It seems like more Republican or conservative-led states are a little more understanding about the Constitution, what it means.
At the end of the spring legislative session, the Republican-dominated General Assembly passed a law that removed the permit requirement to carry a handgun in public. It doesn't affect how guns are bought, but its opponents say it'll put guns in the hands of people who haven't or couldn't pass a background check. Now, Indiana joins a list of 24 states with some form of a permitless carry law.
I mean, the Second Amendment says you should, as a citizen, be able to carry a gun. That's your right to carry a gun.
Strasberg and other supporters call it constitutional carry. They say all it does is make it easier for law-abiding Hoosiers to carry their weapons for personal protection.
Felons, as they say, they don't care what the laws are. They're going to carry a gun if they want to carry a gun. They're going to be able to buy guns.
Yet State House Republicans pursued the bill over objections from law enforcement organizations. State Police Superintendent Doug Carter even testified against the bill, saying the state's permit system is often the most efficient way for officers to see who can carry a gun.
It's often so easy to talk about your support for public safety. But if you choose to support this bill, you will not be supporting us.
Enough is enough! Enough is enough!
The Texas school shooting pushed Hoosiers into the streets in the weeks leading up to the permitless carry law. Activists in Indianapolis organized a march for our lives to the governor's mansion.
Protect kids, not guns! Protect kids, not guns!
Jerry King was at the rally. He's the president of Hoosiers Concerned About Gun Violence, an Indianapolis-based gun reform group. He says many of his conversations with other Hoosiers showed they'd like some sort of action on gun safety, maybe expanding background checks or strengthening red flag laws. But they often hit a roadblock when they try bringing those issues to the state house.
Uphill is an understatement. Yeah, the environment in Indiana has been a real challenge.
Indiana Democrats have asked to discuss gun laws during the summer special session. But GOP leadership says it wants to focus on inflation relief and restricting abortion access.
Certainly no one's thinking about abandoning state-level advocacy. But on the other hand, it feels like we ought to be investing some of our members' energy and attention to the national level.
President Biden just signed the first major change to federal gun laws since 1994. It promotes red flag laws and mental health support. Strasberg, the gun shop owner, says he's always wary of gun laws and their potential impact on the right to firearms. But even he has become more open to expanding background checks for personal gun sales.
Probably a lot of people out there going, oh, wrong. But, you know, if you want to vet somebody and make sure they're not a criminal, how are you, John Q. Public, that has a gun you want to sell? No, the guy's okay. You know, you don't.
King and other advocates say there's still work that can be done in Indiana, but mainly on the local level. They've been encouraged that so many people at recent demonstrations have been young. He says that early commitment to gun reform could be what's needed to make change. For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Leegan.